Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka true lover, lover, a Mr. Lover, lover, a Mr. Lover, lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice. Yes, y'all, a cold beverage of your choice, whether it is alcohol or Coca-Cola, I don't give a damn. Whatever gets you in that mood, in that vibe, in your zone, whatever does it. But I'm switching gears into what's going on, what I want to talk about. Check me out, y'all. Okay. You are not lazy. You are just burnt the fuck out. Yes, it is a difference between being lazy and being burnt out. I mean, do I have to really elaborate on what is laziness is? You know what laziness is. You do this. You know what laziness is. I do not want to sit here and have to elaborate on what laziness is, but I do want to elaborate about what is burnt out. Burnt out. Do you know how many people, Americans or people all over the world, experience burnt out? Do y'all even know what burnt out means? It is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and or unable to meet constant demands. People who go through it usually experience feeling emptiness or mentally exhausted or not motivated or don't care about anything or nobody. Normally, people feel often that they don't see any hope of positive change going on in their situation. And that is sad, bruh. That if you don't see no hope of physical change going on, yes, man, let's get deeper in this, man. Let's get deeper, because this is something I really want to talk about, because I have experienced this for sure. I have experienced the same thing for sure. There are normally, like, I think it's like five stages of burnt out. It's like, I think it's like you go through different stages of it until you get down to stage five. And stage five is when shit just get nasty. Yeah, I'm just being real, y'all. Shit just get real nasty. First stage is, I think it's called the honeymoon phase. When everything is all good, well, at least you think it is, because it's something new, something you doing, and you liking it. You know, everything's all good and you loving it and stuff. Okay, it might be some common symptoms of like, okay, job satisfaction, high productivity, levels of sustained energy, you know, all that good stuff. And you feel proud. You think you're doing a good job. You know what I mean? You just going in. Okay. A lot of people experience that at first. But this is the second step, or stage, whichever one you want to refer it to, is onsets of stress. It's when you feel common stress symptoms affecting your physical and mental state. Oh, yeah, and even emotional state. And No, it's the common, the little bitty stuff. You know, after a while, people start getting to you a little bit. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit, but you hang in there. You hang in there. You ain't worried about it. You ain't worried about nothing. You ain't really worried about nothing. But that's when people start experiencing stuff with their bodies and with their mental. Like, you get high blood pressure, inability to focus, lack of sleep, anxiety, forgetfulness. You get all that stuff. And you don't really realize that you really getting that. You don't realize it until you just sit there and just think about it. I mean, it's all a slow process, all different stages that you go through. And a lot, the first couple stages, you don't really just, it don't really dawn on you. It don't dawn on you. But the next stage is chronic stress, which affects your motivation. When you are stressed more frequently with symptoms of lack of hobbies, procrastination at work or at home, decreased sexual desire. Hold up, y'all. Decreased sexual desire. So you don't want to go hump nobody leg. You don't want to play mama daddy. You don't want to do none of this stuff. You don't fucking care about it no more. Hell no. Hey, once you hear decreased sexual desire, that should be a light bulb go off in your head. For real. And also, you increase your alcohol or drug consumption. Like, you just start drinking more or start smoking more if that's what you do, or whatever you're doing, you just doing it a little bit, you know what I'm saying, extra. And you should be able to tell because you're spending more money on it. Instead of you buying that little pint, you buying a fifth, and you knocking that bitch back, the whole motherfucker back in one night, knowing a pint only do you, you know what I'm saying, for a day, maybe a day and a half, maybe, or whatever. Depends on what level you on. Or if you smoke the ganja. Yeah, if you smoke the ganja or whatever like that, you might buy a gram, but on these days you buy two or three. So I mean, all that shit plays in together. But you still not able to just notice what is going on with you. It is something going on with you, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, when people think about these symptoms or what I'm talking about, they automatically refer it to your job, to your workplace, to where you get your coins at. Yes, they automatically refer it to that. Because a lot of times that is where you get your most stress. Especially if it's a place that you don't fucking care about that much anyway. I mean, I'm just being real. Now, we finna go into stage 4. We'd have been to 1, 2, and 3 already. Already, y'all. We're going to stage 4. You know what I'm saying? Which is called burnt out. And we all know burnt out is when symptoms become more critical. Way more critical than what they was before. But as us being strong human beings, we all have our own like unique way or unique limits of toleration of what the hell we will deal with and what we won't deal with. But at this time, when you start experiencing this, once you get to stage 4, it is time to find some help. Because now you are dealing with everything from the other stages, plus self-doubt, social isolation, neglect of personal needs. Like, okay, You don't want to, if you a man, you don't want to get yourself GQ for these women. You don't want to shape your beard up. You don't want to get no haircut. You don't want to buy this. You don't want to buy that. You know what I'm saying? You don't care for none of that anymore. You don't. With women don't want to get their hair done, get their nails did. They don't want to do none of that mess. And you don't give a fuck no more. Hey, this is all real shit that actually happens, man. Man, and then another thing is, you might get chronic headaches, like badass headaches, man, just coming out the blue. And you still not catching on to what's really going on with you. And you might have a desire to move away from work or family and friends. You just want to get away from everybody. You want to get away from everybody. I mean, yeah, you starting to feel more detached than anything. More detached. What you are not getting. Just being real with y'all, man. Now, the final stage is habitual burnout, which means the symptoms of burnout are so embedded in your life that you are likely to experience a significant ongoing of mental and physical and emotional problems. With symptoms of, let's say, you experience a lot of stuff, but the main shit that you're going to experience is depression, chronic sadness, the burnout syndrome, chronic mental and physical fatigue. Man, now y'all know if it done got to that level right there, if it done got to that level, especially with depression. Depression is very serious, bro. All this stuff is very serious. I'm just being real, bro. All this is very serious. And yeah, so hopefully you've been caught that shit way before time. Now, okay. Now, how do you prevent burnout from affecting you? Now, okay. This is the common question about how do you prevent burnout from affecting you. We all know it causes issues at work and at home and life in general. It is also possible to take action and move towards stage one. When you first start experiencing this stuff, that's when you need to freaking take action, because once it gets a little deeper and you being naive and not wanting to believe, that's when shit gets real messed up, you know. But even if you are not experiencing stress or burnt out now, I do suggest the wisest course of action is to be proactive. You know what I'm saying? That is the wisest choice of action. It's to be proactively take up self-care practices and build your mental resilience. I mean, this is something we need to do, y'all. We need to do. You know, sit there, take that time for self. If you feel some of these symptoms is going on, man, seek help. Seek help. You need this. And people, listen to me. If you know someone that are going through any of these, now you heard me sit here and tell everybody the business. If you know someone in your current reality that's going through some of this shit, they need you more than anything right now. They need you. I promise you. They might tell you they okay, they cool. They not. They is not okay. They is not cool. They're screaming, begging for help. Their body is, but their brain making them feel like there's nothing wrong with them because they've been dealing with this shit for a while. I'm not trying to tell everybody what to do, but I know we should all look out for each other and look out for yourself. Because if nobody really gives a damn about you, you should give a damn about yourself. But I guarantee it is somebody out there that do care. Now, I don't know how your pride works. You know, it's a lot of people that's very prideful. It's a lot of people that's not very prideful. And we all need each other. We all need to spread that positivity and look out for one another. This is something that people don't tend to want to do these days. But y'all, check me out, y'all. Man, this is something that I've been thinking about for a while. But a lot of times, like I said earlier, when people talk about stuff like this, it's normally referred to work. It really is. When you sit there and don't really care about nothing, you don't want to learn anything new. You know what I mean? You'd have been at your job for years. Don't nothing excite you. You don't want to do anything. You don't care. All you want is your coins and to leave. A lot of time, you might be burnt out. You might be burnt out. You might really need someone. But I'm not going to hold y'all too long on this one, because I know this one was one of the things that was on my mind that I had to get out. And this will conclude the episode. I want to give a special shout out to my boy C Plus for the beats. Yes, my boy C Plus for the beats. Good man. You can hit him up on SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram. Good guy. And I want to end this shit with my saying, in, out, gone. But I also say cheers to you, because you guys are why I do this. Cheers to you. You guys is why I keep grinding, keep hustling, and keep making this thing a reality. The listeners out here, if you hear this, I know you're a listener. I appreciate you. For real, for real. Cheers to you. Now, your boy is in, out, gone.